Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. This is BBD, joined here by Jolly Olive. It is July 25th, and the Yanks are going up against the Mets.
Dude, you can't call one of us the Mets right now. These are two stinky teams.
It's actually the New York Mets. That's the name of the series.
Okay, actually, I like that. That's pretty good.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
Just came up with that on my own. I did not look at any kind of back of newspaper. I actually don't remember the last time I did.
Dead.
BBD in the corner. Jolly Olive. My daughter on the floor.
Hi, Sophia.
Her brother.
We don't know where Noah is.
Yeah, where is Noah?
Noah went home.
He's roaming around. He's looking for her.
He took the subway. Yeah. He went home.
Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. Watched a lot of ball last night with the Mets off, and I realized, wow, there's a lot of good baseball out there that's not being played in New York. Trying to make a habit of that.
I agree. A lot of mid-ball being played. Hopefully we get healthy. Trade deadline coming around. Yankees had some good reports, I guess, because injuries and people coming back and people going down to Tampa, so then that's good.
Okay.
Gleyber's okay. And we got a lineup?
We do have a lineup. I can tell you the Yankees lineup.
Tell us.
Please tell us the Yankees lineup here.
Jake Bowers is leading off in right field. Gleyber Torres bats second, plays second. Giancarlo Stanton bats third. He is the DH. Anthony Rizzo bats fourth and plays first. DJ LeMahieu bats fifth. He's at third base. Harrison Bader bats sixth in center field. Billy McKinney, revenge game. He's in left field. Anthony Volpe, he is at shortstop batting eighth. Kyle Higashioka is catching, and Domingo Herman is on the bump.
Team USA's Kyle Higashioka.
That's that.
America's backstop. Right.
America's catcher.
That is that lineup.
Joe's.
Do you want to read the Met lineup, or you don't care?
Why'd you say it like that?
I'm just asking. I don't know how that.
Yeah,
would
I'll
work.
Read the Met lineup. It's weird these days. It's pretty weird. Probably will look different in a week because some people might get traded. Brandon Nimmo leads us off. Probably should have been an All Star this year. He's having a great year. Did you know, Joe's? Brandon Nimmo has 15 home runs this year. It's a lot.
I like Nimmo.
You like him?
Yes. Good energy.
Francisco Lindor bats second. He's been great. Jeff McNeil, not so good. He bats third. Pete Alonso, what happened to him? Batting fourth. Hitting fifth, Dan Vogelbach, known threat on the base paths. Francisco Alvarez, runner-up to the Rookie of the Year, will bat sixth. Brett Beatty, seventh. Mark Canna could be a future Yankee. He's eighth. And then for some reason, DJ Stewart is starting for the New York Mets in 2023. He'll be batting ninth. Nothing against the guy. Sure, he's a terrific guy, but a little perplexing. Wow. That's the lineup.
I would love to say that is none of my business.
You know what play I think of when I think of DJ Stewart?
Is it him getting bonked in the head with a fly ball?
It's him getting bonked in the head with a fly ball.
BBD's getting toxic.
That was a little toxic.
It was with the Orioles, man. That's
we inferred that this might be a toxic episode because
no, it will not.
Might be some overlap between this community and the Warehouse Games community.
Don't.
So you kind of need this win tonight more than I do, I think.
And either way, I'm on the advantageous side.
You're chilling.
I don't got a kick in the corner.
Listen.
I'm being toxic, but it's because you were toxic first.
The Yanks have to prove to me, beyond a reasonable doubt, that they are contenders. And this is the week to do it. Figure it out. Until then, I'm not being told by this weekend series against the...
Maybe he's leaving. Because I don't think he believed in your speech.
Royals.
All right. So, Joe's right now. So what? We're 6 games over .500, your Yanks, correct?
Yes.
Is it worth it to buy for this team? Because I personally think not that the Yankees should sell, but maybe that they should just stand pat and wait for their guys to come back and get healthy.
I don't believe in the stand pat, but I think that you can retool, you can rechange the energy, you can ship people out by bringing people in.
Cook.
Trade major leaguers for major leaguers. Trade some, maybe some kids for that you don't see a future with.
Gun to your head, what kids would you trade?
Name a kid. It can't be one of your own.
It cannot be Sophia.
Okay, can't be. I can't trade any of my kids.
Nope. Sorry.
Yeah, we saved you.
Knife.
Good answer.
I would trade. Well, I mean, I'd be willing to trade.
Joe, you know what I figured out my ask for the deadline is?
Lane Thomas.
I figured out what it is that I want.
I kind of like Lane Thomas.
Lane, he's good.
Jake Rogers, I got sold
I'm a little
on too.
Out on
I
don't you're know you're buying really high on Lane Thomas.
You're buying him at an all time high.
So, like,
robust.
Yeah, high.
But if you
I don't
get,
necessarily
if you get Jamer
it.
With him, then, like, you can kind of.
Oh, do both.
Up there.
You're gonna do
if
it.
You're going to do it, you got to do both.
Then you can justify giving them something real.
Yankees need a catcher. Kind of a really good spot.
It's a nice spot, but do they want two different trades? My ask for the Yankees just don't do anything that I can immediately be like, oh, that's stupid.
I endorse that. That's
like if you do a rental trade, like don't give them anything we're going to miss.
Like I looked
you
at the
rarely
Darren Ruff
do.
Trade last year, and immediately I was like, that's a bad trade. That's not good.
Didn't feel right.
No. Never felt like a right 4-for-1 candidate. It's insane.
Let's see. Well, you're right. I'm kind of thinking about also what I'm watching for.
This is a very important series for you guys.
I think
it's kind of it for us. Like we're kind of done.
Yes and
wow.
Yes and no.
Okay.
In terms of the Yankees, in terms of important series, I mean they got to win or at least split. But
that's going to be a toxic split, and you know that.
I hate 2-game series. I don't like it. It feels like I just
you're
don't like.
You're asking
I'm out.
For a win and a loss.
I'm out.
It's
I'm
a split.
I'm out on.
We're not
series.
Going. I'm not going. I'm going home after this.
That's tough.
Are you going to the game?
I don't think so. I was just offered.
Didn't someone give you like 5 free tickets?
No, I wish it was 5. they offered me 2, but I have 2 kids and myself, so it's kind of hard.
I don't have any kids, and I'm still not going. Which should
you
speak.
Don't have kids.
I feel like this is a stream where we can tell that story.
It feels like we've cooped it.
Joe's, do you know that story? Do you know that story, Joe's? You were in the Bronx office. You might know those.
Guys, what are you guys talking
Joe's,
about?
For Joe's. The first like 9 months Jolly worked here, there was just some doubt in the air. That, like, does Jolly have a kid?
It was enforced by a very truthful person in Sam Tasky.
Yeah, completely originated by Sam.
Who went around telling people that I had a kid.
Why does Sam do that?
Sam once asked me about my band in college because I played drums. And I said that it was annoying because I had to bring my kit around. And she heard
that's what it is.
Bring my kid around and then never like asked a follow-up or anything. And just started saying it to people.
And then I had no idea exactly how old you were too, and I was like, oh, maybe he's like.
Do I look like I could be
something?
Like late 20s, 30?
You don't.
I was like, I mean, 20s, I was like, if you were my age or older at the time, it's not crazy the idea. You
and I
had
like
had
the dad
kid.
Goatee going, but, like,
yeah.
But this went from All-Star break Denver. To spring training Arizona.
Yeah. Before
that's
we like
how long?
Before we like formally asked.
Joe's
like,
is out
where's
on
your
this.
Kid? You're not anywhere
when,
near.
I, well, oh.
Like
it
Joe's
was,
brings his kid.
Dude,
around.
It was
where's your kid?
It was Blitzball 1 Whoa. Where we finally asked Jerry.
And Jerry didn't know either.
Jerry's like, wait, Jerry was like so sad. He's like, oh, I really hope he doesn't. I talk about my kids and he wouldn't. I'd
no
feel terrible if he didn't
say,
think he could talk to me.
It took you getting a root canal and being like loopy.
I was
and
loopy
done
on the couch. You were having a Mario Kart night.
Peter Moylan got me way too high.
Yeah, and then Moylan got you spilled. Moylan got you way too high.
Crazy thing to find out when you're off like 50 milligrams.
Everyone here thinks you might. Everybody that's in this house is curious.
Somebody should clip this. All right, what's the next part of the show?
Well, we're supposed to be watching for something.
Yeah,
for
what
today.
Are you watching for?
What am I watching for tonight? This is what I'm watching for. Actually, there's a brand name on the mound. He wants to get traded. Dying to get off the Mets.
Did you call him Brandon Nemo?
I said brand name on the mound.
Brand name. Nice.
I am watching for Rizzo's at-bats. Had a great Sunday. Had four hits. Had a homer again. You know what? I want to see him continue it against a team not called the Royals.
Okay.
That's what I'm watching for tonight.
Rizzo, is he still going no batting gloves? I saw that.
He went back to batting gloves the next day.
I don't like that.
Then he had the four hit day.
I guess, but you should have just stuck with it. That could have been like his new thing.
Could be our no batting glove guy.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
What are you watching for?
What am I watching for? Well, one, I'm always watching for Billy McKinney because I love Billy McKinney from his days on the 2021 Mets because he was a revelation for 2 weeks and then he went back to being Billy McKinney. So I'm always rooting for him. Good. I think he homered last Subway Series against us at Citi Field.
Billy McKinney homers, the Yankees win.
Is that true? Could you get the numbers on that?
It's a lot of them.
I'm looking for Pete Alonso to get something going. I mean, I know he likes a big stage. He's been dreadful for the past 2 months. He's nearly batting under 200, which is crazy. People aren't talking about it. So I'm looking for him to get a big hit this series, to get the monkey off his back and hopefully finish out the last 2 months of the season strong.
Billy McKinney has 5 home runs with the Yankees this season.
Yeah.
The Yankees record in those 5 games.
Undefeated.
They are 5-0.
Shots fired.
I will say, I guess we're talking baseball today. Not talking Yanks.
Talking Mets?
Talking Mets. No. But it's okay. It's all right. What do we have the line at?
Someone said I look more like a dad than you do, James.
The over-under line?
That's true.
That's false. What?
That's true. I have the face of
BBD,
a child.
You're the deciding vote. Who looks more like a dad?
Word. Based on the pictures that you see right now on the camera.
Why are you mulling this? No, wait, that's not fair.
Well, on screen right now.
No.
I see you in a picture of me in high school. Okay, well, the Dueling Pooper.
Good band name, Dueling Pooper.
Yeah, him and that other toilet frog. We are really bouncing around, but the line today is eight and a half.
8.5?
Wait, I was supposed to guess.
Yeah,
what's your guess?
9!
It's under. Actually 8.5.
Under. Under.
Under?
Under. Under.
5-3
final. Mets? Don't the Yankees not hit Verlander well?
They gave him good at-bats last time out.
Under,
I think. Mets offense hasn't been cranking. Yankees offense was not cranking until the Royals.
Which doesn't feel like.
I mean, people are saying it shouldn't count. If you sweep somebody, it should count. That's like you
sweep's a sweep.
You did a what sweep's you were supposed a sweep. To do. If the Yankees won 2 or 3 and it was close, then yeah, it doesn't count. But the fact that you sweep is
all three games were closer than it should have been. But
like
the Royals are
Royals handed Royals insurance.
You should sweep them, but you still feel good about it. It's 3 wins in a row.
They should have got 4 wins. Swept.
How can you get 4 wins in 3 games?
All right.
Moving on.
We're in, let me see. Order of the show.
Yeah, I mean, we've abandoned the order of the show a bit.
Well, I told my dad's story, and then we just
We didn't do the path to victory.
Pitching path? Yeah, let's do pitcher path to victory. Okay. I like pitcher path to victory. Okay. I think everybody's available for the Yanks for the most part.
That's good. Ian Hamilton's kind of and Marinaccio both were over 20 pitches 2 days ago. They just have other choices, so I wouldn't include them in the path.
Right,
I wouldn't include them anyway.
Kind of struggling a little bit.
Particularly Ron. Hamilton, I think. Yes. He looked better.
He looked
last
good.
Time.
He looked good. He looked really.
He could be back. That used to be really.
No way you brought that out.
What is that?
Okay. This is crazy. All right, so pitch a pack to victory. We have Herman out there. I think that with this Met offense, Herman can give us a cool six.
I can especially see with that. Rodon tomorrow. Oh, yeah. We just don't know.
Yes.
Rodon's so, going tomorrow?
It's Rodon, Quintana tomorrow. The lefties that had just
Quintana,
started their season.
Quintana looked good in his first start. It was against the White Sox, but he looked good.
Revenge good. Game for him. Revenge game for him tomorrow.
Yeah. Soon to be a Yankee. No.
Was a Yankee farmhand.
He was.
Yankees lost him in the Rule 5 draft.
No, they wanted him via trade and then didn't trade.
And then the Cubs and White Sox traded.
Let's do, okay, so we're going to do Herman for six. After that, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to, first game of a two-game series is super important. If you got a chance to win it, you got a lead. You got to go for the jugular.
Put the knife
Candy Wandy Clay.
Put the good pen in. Yes. That's what I want.
And you can use King tomorrow. He'll have had 2 days rest. Yes. He'll be great. He'll be.
I'll tell you what. I don't want to see Clay Holmes in a big spot again. Remember last time?
Yeah, that was like his
made Starling Marte look bad.
That was his coming back ballsiest performance.
That was pretty.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Mets pitching path. People want to hear that, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Verlander's got to go six.
Verlander for two.
He's been better recently. He had a really bad start against the Dodgers, I want to say, where he walked a lot of guys. But then, you know, you get one from Rayleigh, one from Ottavino, one from Robertson. That's kind of the formula. If the Mets have to go to anyone outside of that, things are probably going poorly. Mm. And it's going to get worse when we have to trade those relievers, because then who's going to get those outs? But, yeah, I think that's the path. If Verlander is like he usually is against the Yanks, give us six innings, two earned runs, that should be enough. But we might get like a baby pitcher's duel tonight.
Watch out for the weather, too.
You don't have Grant Hartwig getting into this one.
Hartwig has been nice. People need to start talking about it.
I'm seeing thunderstorms.
This is the very first time.
That's a big precipitation bar. That's what I look for.
Whenever there's lightning on your screen, that's no good.
Joe's, do you want to know a weather fact about that app? Do you want to know something interesting about that?
What's that?
You know, it says like 50% chance of rain?
Yes.
So that doesn't mean that there's a 50% chance that it's going to rain?
That's so stupid.
Shut up, dude.
No, I hate the world that they do it this way.
Oh, yeah. It means that it's going to rain in 50% of the area. So if it's 50% chance in New York,
50% of the area has 100% chance of raining.
Not just a 50% chance to rain everywhere.
It just so happens to rain on one person.
It's not just a coin.
It's 1%.
We're locked in.
Locked, dude.
Wow. Yeah. 100%. It says 100% chance of rain at 4 p.m., 30% at 5.
100% chance? This is over.
At 4 p.m.
You're not going to this game.
It says 7 p.m. No chance of rain.
You're not going.
So it looks like it might be done.
FX in the chat says, no, it isn't.
He's wrong.
So I don't know. Maybe you're wrong.
Or she or them, whatever. But they're wrong.
Maybe you're wrong.
You know why? Because my dad told me.
I didn't even know that.
Dads don't lie. Confirmed?
Confirmed. I'm raising the alarm on you for lying.
And Jolly, you would know that?
Why do you say it like that?
It's just been some talk.
I mean, I look at these two boxes in front of me, and I see one dad. That's crazy.
You and me.
I just shot your phone.
All right.
He's got it.
You know what time it is, man? It's a great time. It's a time for be able. It's a time for giving. It's also a time for taking. It is the...
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. 1835. Ball and Play League.
Oh, Ball and Play.
Everyone go watch it. Finals are out. I wonder what happened.
What? Turn your hat around. Joe's.
Do you remember the finals matchup?
Dude, this you're getting toxic.
Nope.
I don't know
how we're Homer drafting.
Did
this
you send Joe's the clip of you staring him down? Because that was
toxic clip.
That was really fucked up.
I watched the semifinal game again, and I did it to Aaron also.
It's fucked up. Joe's, are you gonna win floorball?
Homer draft, the Homer draft now. It is a great time. It's a new series, so some good stuff. Being that I am home.
People are agreeing with me in the chat, by the way. Rodney, just back me up. Sorry.
Ronnie's out.
He's out. Wait, so we're all drafted and we can do Mets and Yankees? You want to do that?
I think you each pick a Yankee and a Met.
I like that.
A Yankee and a Met?
Yeah.
Oh, that's typically doing these Subway Series.
All right. Games. I'm going to, all right, for a Yankee,
George.
Today, of course, I am going to go ahead and pick.
George. Me?
I'm going to pick Rizzo.
Whoa.
Against Verlander. I'm with that. This and as playing. For a Met, do I just pick my Met right away?
Well, hang on.
I think, yeah, aren't I think we, like, Jolly snake gets, in his, this or gets his snake now.
Wait, do you want the second pick? I want the third pick.
No, I don't exist.
That's a lie.
I mean, I want you to pick still. Why don't we all
No,
pick?
He's out. He's out.
He's out?
He's out.
You're toxic.
He doesn't like it.
I'll pick a Met. And you know that Francisco Lindor loves the big moment in the Subway Series. We know that from our first Met Yankee game together, BBD, where we went to Citi Field. We had a great time. Nice, we didn't really know each other yet, so I was a little afraid to talk to you.
Yeah, we didn't talk.
I had to high-five random strangers because nobody wanted to high-five me because we're all Yankees fans.
Hmm.
Francisco Lindor is hitting a home run tonight against not Domingo Germán, Wandy Peralta.
Oh.
Righty Lindor.
Also, he's doing it the hard way.
And then do I go again?
Yeah.
He wants to go
again. As it doesn't matter because it's just your...
I mean, it doesn't matter because Joe, yeah, it doesn't really matter. Obviously, the Yankee I'm taking is the best hitter in their lineup, which is Billy McKinney.
Fucking. All right. No, that's fine. That's fine. No problem there.
You wanted Billy McKinney?
Nope.
You have to take a Met, Joe's.
Excuse me? I have to take a Met? Hello?
You kind of have to take a Met.
Pick, all right.
Pick Lindor's off the board.
I think today is going to be a big day
for Vogelbach.
Knew it.
He and I have the same body.
Alvarez.
Wee woo wee woo wee woo. Great pick alert. Great pick alert. Good job, Jess.
Alvarez. And you know what? I'll take Beatty too.
Wait, do I get two Yankees then?
Oh no! But
Higgy, sorry, Higgy, Higgy, sorry. Higgy, Homer drive Higgy, over. Homer drive Higgy. Over.
Higgy.
Homer drive over. Okay. Let's go back to pitching back to victory. Is I want Verlander to go to two innings.
Your kids want to go home, no. Jones.
All right. No, it's fine. Okay. Okay. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We already did. The. Over under. So that was done.
Yeah, we did over. So you guys got any premonitions?
Oh, Primos.
And Primos.
My premonition is that the game gets rained out. But if they play, my premonition.
I think rain's stopping soon.
My premonition is that.
All right.
Francisco Lindor. All right. And. He's playing second base. Jeff McNeil. They turn a beauty of a double play in the sixth inning to save Verlander's night.
It's a beautiful
play. It's like a nice play. Bases are loaded, one out. They turn it. Verlander gets through six. Imagine.
I think tonight, I think that we're going to go ahead and we're going to see a triple play. What?
Triple play, huh?
No, wait. I was trying to play.
You're being kooky.
Let me see.
Admit that you're backing away from it, locking it in.
Joe's, you have a Shea Station.
No, well, you locked it in by walking it away, by undoing it.
Mets fan, Joe's Mets fly. He has a Shea Station.
What am I thinking about?
Joe, show the camera.
What do I see?
Kooky Joe's.
Show what do I see in my mind for tonight, man? I think Volpe has a big night tonight. Would love to see some more of that. Don't want struggling. I think poor Beatty is going to think he's going to be sniffing a hit as he hardly gets them. And he's going to go ahead and get robbed by Volpe. Volpe's going to make a really nice play on it. And kind of like a runners on the corner situation, and people, Mets fans are going to be sad. And Yankee fans will be happy.
Watch Bowen play.
Yeah, watch Bowen play. Do you each want to pick one more guy? Do you want to pick another Matt Jolly?
The cheeky smile you gave me. One more Primo?
No, one more homer draft.
Yeah, sure. Fuck it. Why
circle
not?
Back.
What?
Pick one more Yankee, Joes.
Okay.
Let's both pick a manager that we think is going to win.
All right. I picked Joe Torre, and because he wins
every
night. Give
me Davey Johnson.
Yeah, I think that's...
Rodney said, fuck a dolphin, yeah.
Hey, fuck a dolphin, yeah.
I'm out.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.